Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what it do? You know, this is the boy Big Stacks. You know what I'm saying? I'm back. This is Talking Shit with Stacks. You know how I get down. You know, Coco had a show last week. Shout out to Coco. You know what I'm saying? I had played the background, if you want to say. Shit. This week is my turn. You know, this is my show. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, we're going to have a few people call up and whatnot. But, shit, I just wanted to get back in the groove a little bit, touch on a little, you know, a few topics. We're going to talk about some NBA free agency. You know, that's what I do best. I fuck with sports heavy. You know, we're going to talk a little bit about hip-hop, you know, and some things that's going on in there. So we might touch on battle rap, you know, how I get down. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Coco. Shout out to New York. Shout out to my nigga Big Lynx. You know what I'm saying? That's the team right there. You know, any given time, you know, we can come back and bounce back and drop a show on y'all niggas. You know, the platform is paid for. You know what I'm saying? Stacks on Deck Media and Entertainment. You know, this is what we do. We drop podcasts whenever we want to. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? We need a set time and shit like that for y'all, you know, but it is what it is. Yeah, man, we gonna jump into the show a little bit. Man, I want to talk about, it's been a while since I've been here, so, you know, I might be rusty, you know what I'm saying, so bear with me. But, yeah, man, we're going to talk about the free agency shit. You know, the biggest news, of course, is LeBron going to the Lakers. Shit, what can I say, you know? He did his thing in Cleveland the first few years, did his thing in Miami, went back to Cleveland, won a championship like he promised. And, shit, now it's time to, you know, this is the end of his career, the twilight of his career. This is year 16 coming up. Let him do what he wants to do. You know, he doesn't have anything holding him back. His legacy is pretty much set. You know, every time we bring up the quote-unquote GOAT argument, he's at the forefront with, you know what I'm saying, the Jordans, the Birds, the Magics. So his legacy is pretty much set. Let that man do him, you know what I'm saying, and it is what it is. As it stands, he signed with the Lakers. You know, Magic Johnson, Rob Pelinka, you know, they took over Jeannie Buss. And evidently they had a game plan that he wanted to, you know, grab onto. So, man, we'll see where it takes him. He's in the Western Conference now, you know, and that leaves shit the East wide open, basically. You know, Boston thinks that they have a shot, you know, which will make New York happy. Philly thinks that they have a shot. Shit, I think, you know, teams like the Bucks, you know, I think the teams like the Heat, of course, you know, that's my squad. All these teams, they have new life. Toronto, they have new life. You know, matter of fact, it's a rumor going on right now that shit, Toronto might be trading DeMar DeRozan to the Spurs for Kawhi Leonard. So, I mean, anything is possible. Anything can happen, you know, in this day and age in the NBA. You know, the funniest news that came out was the Golden State Warriors, you know, signing DeMarcus Cousins and whatnot. And that right there is, it led people to be too active, if I want to say. You know, folks was too quick to say, oh my God, it's a super team, it's this and that. Man, let me be the first to say, I don't know what a super team is. Like, unless there's somebody on the court with superpowers or some sort of, you know, blood that makes them run faster or jump higher than the next dude, then let me know. I mean, we all know that there's quality basketball players, and we do know that there's, you know what I'm saying, average players or whatnot. There's stars and there's superstars. And there's players that transcend the game itself. Like, let's be real. Golden State has one of them. They have one player that fits that role, and that's Kevin Durant. Steph Curry fits the role in Golden State because he fits that system. Klay Thompson, in my opinion, is their second best player. And that's where it stops. DeMarcus Cousins is coming off of a major, major injury, a torn Achilles, or ruptured Achilles, excuse me. We don't know how that man is going to be. We don't know when he's going to play. And shit, me being me, Draymond Green ain't that good anyway, so who cares? But I personally felt like Golden State wasn't going to win a title this year. Like I said, there's just too many people overreacting. You know, the NBA is ruined and whatever, whatever. And I'm like, you have to realize, you know, going back into the 80s, you know, my era, it was teams. You know, Larry Bird and Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish. You know what I'm saying? You had Dennis Johnson. You had Danny Ainge. You had a multitude of players. You know, Bill Walton, you know, going back. Like, they had a multitude of players on one team. Philadelphia, you know, with Dr. J, Moses Malone, Charles Barkley, Rick Mahorn. Like, every team had – it was stacked like this. Like, it's nothing new. The Lakers. We didn't even touch the Lakers, you know, with Magic Johnson, Kareem, Byron Scott, A.C. Green. I can't even think of it. Actually, I think they had Dennis Johnson, the Boston had Marcus. I could be wrong, though. It is what it is, whatever. But, yeah, you get what I'm saying. Like, every team was stacked back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And that's why, quote-unquote, Jordan couldn't get past certain teams. That's why he had so much trouble with the Pistons. He had to find his way and find the right blend of players to do it. So just because Golden State is running the roost right now, that's the beauty in it. Now everybody is chasing them, like Houston. Houston ain't scared. I like their mentality. Hey, I want to win now. How are we going to do that? Okay, let's go get Chris Paul. All right, okay, Chris Paul, he came in. They did what they did. Chris Paul ended up, you know, with a fake injury. Went down for the end of game 6, just sat out game 7. Houston lost. But they were right there. They pushed Golden State to game 7. They're not scared of. And that's a big thing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of teams, if they just show up and they're fearful and they don't wanna put in the effort. You feel what I'm saying? They just wanna show up to lose, aka Toronto. Toronto, if LeBron James stayed in the East, Toronto would have never beat them. Simply because DeMar DeRozan, being their best player, sat there and said, yo, I can't do it. If LeBron isn't on my team, I can't do it. He already showed up with a defeated attitude. You know, I have stated previously on shows before, the UConn women, that's my favorite all-time team, no bullshit, right? As much as I despise the Notre Dame women, they show up ready to punch UConn in their shit. And you have to respect that. You can't show up as a loser. If you show up as a loser, shit, that's what you're going to do. You're going to lose. You're going to get your ass kicked. You're going to get ran off the fucking court. So, man, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready for this NBA season to start. I don't want to see no punk teams. I don't want to see no bullshit. I want to see teams that's ready to go, ready to, you know, smash Golden State in their mouth. I want to see teams that's kicking motherfuckers down, like, let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? So I see the NBA as being wide open. The Eastern Conference is wide open. There's room for new stars to step up and grow. You know, a lot of Jason Tatum, to Jaylen Brown, you know what I'm saying, to Terry Rozier's and shit like that. So let's see what it leads to. Can Ben Simmons grow his game some more? You know what I'm saying? I'm not a true believer in him, but shit, can he do it? Will he get a jump shot? Will Embiid push Philly to actually being a quality playoff team? Like, it's a lot of things that, you know what I'm saying, we need answers. So, I, like I said, this NBA season is exciting to me. So, we have some other, you know, free agent moves and whatnot. Just this past weekend, the Bucks gave up on Jabari Parker. He signed a 2-year, $40 million deal with Chicago. Which, okay, cool. Like, with no disrespect, Jabari Parker didn't fit in with the team, with the makeup of the team. That compounded with the ACL injuries, things of that nature, he just didn't fit in. On top of that, this past playoff, I want to say it was game 2 against Boston, he just totally gave up on the team. And if you're getting paid to have a motor and you're getting paid to go out there and do what you do and get it in, that just
I don't know what to say. Like, it looked bad. You know what I'm saying? Because you could tell in his face, you could tell in his play, in his game, he had totally given up on the team. True enough, he came out. He had a great game three. But just to have that, what is the team to say? What are you supposed to do as a team if that player has given up on you? So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I hope he can regain some of the game that he had back in Duke or, you know, from his first year in the NBA and whatnot. You know, I wish him nothing but the best.
Shit, good luck. Another player, and it's crazy. We watched this man go from, is he worth $150 to $200 million a year and a half ago to down there being a journeyman now. Like, Isaiah Thomas has literally taken the biggest fall in recent memory. Like, he went from, you know, Mighty Mouse and being one of those go-to players for Boston just 2 years ago to being a $2 million signed for 1 year player with the Denver Nuggets this year. That turnaround is crazy. You know, it also shows, hey, you can't play with your career. You know what I'm saying? I know Carmelo Anthony gets a lot of flack, you know, for taking that 5-year deal and instead of taking the 3 years and opting out, you know, with his friends or whatnot, he took that 5-year deal and he made sure he got the money. And throughout his career, he's made sure he's got the money. So the narrative that they try to paint is Carmelo Anthony is a greedy player, per se. And shit, it might not be that. You don't know how Carmelo Anthony came up. You don't know what he had to go through as a kid, the struggle that he had to go through, you know, as a young man. So I don't have a problem with him taking that money. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Because we know at the end of the day, if it was reversed, the organization, as shit, matter of fact, Jabari Parker, the organization, shit, he got hurt, hey, it's good riddance. You know, it just so happened that Jabari Parker fell into a good situation, a good thing with Chicago, but again, look at Isaiah Thomas, $2 million for a year to play at Denver. That's crazy. Like I said, considering the fact that he was ready to sign for $150+ just 2 years ago. You know, he hurt his leg for an organization, and that organization turned his back on him. They turned their back on him. You know, man, if New York was on the phone, he would have to explain that. Shout out to Danny Ainge. But, you know, it is what it is. Let me see. What else happened this week? You know, like I said, the DeMar DeRozan, Kawhi Leonard thing, that's been in the news. That's been across my timeline on Twitter quite a bit. You know, how would Kawhi look in the East? You know what I'm saying? Shit is crazy. And he might be, you know, arguably he might be, if he was to come East, he'd be the best player in the Eastern Conference. I mean, my opinion right now, the top five best players in the East, you got Giannis, to me, number one. I think Embiid is number two. No, I wouldn't even say that. I'll say it like this. Giannis, Kyrie Irving, Joel Embiid. Who else do we got? We got to put DeMar DeRozan in there, even though he has no heart. And, I'd say Porzingis, even though he's hurt. For what he showed at the beginning of last year, I got Porzingis. Now, all of the players that I just named have the opportunity to slide or they can step it up. You know, their team is counting on them to lead the way. I expect big things out of Giannis this year. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully he can get a jump shot, get a killer instinct. I think that's what's holding him and the Bucks back. For Joel Embiid, I think he has to nurture Ben Simmons' game a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. He has to dominate and be him, but he has to let Ben Simmons grow a little bit. He needs to get a jump shot. That man was scared to take a 2-foot jumper, you know, in the playoffs last year. So, like I said, everybody's got room to grow. You know, DeMar DeRozan, he's pretty much a product, you know, a finished product that's entering his prime. You know, he got a jump shot last year, was one of his best shooting percentages from 3 points. So he's coming into his own, you know what I'm saying? So as it stands, him still being in the East, I got him in the top five. And Kyrie Irving, I think he showed a lot. You know, when he stepped away from Cleveland, he got traded to Boston, and he had Boston up there and was playing at a high level. You know what I'm saying? To me, he's one of the best finishers by the rim, you know, in this day and age. So I just, like I said, I got a lot of high expectations for the NBA this year. What else happened? Free agency signings. Actually, it's not even a signing. Actually, it was a rumor that came across my line also where they were talking about Bledsoe from the Bucks, Bledsoe and Brogdon being traded out for Dame Lillard. Dame paired up with Giannis is dangerous. You know, some people in my circle really like Dame. Some people hate him. Like, I don't know, you know, but it is what it is. You know, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we'll see what goes on in the next week or two, and shit, we'll go from there. But, yeah, like I said, as far as the NBA, I can't wait. This music shit, I want to jump into the music right quick. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop. We were just privy to the Pusha T Drake shit, and I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna go too much into it. Like, we all know what happened. What I will say is this: I believe Pusha T showed folks how to systematically break down a record label throughout time. You know, whereas I felt Game hit G Unit back to back to back with straight punches to the body, and he knocked the head down with it. I think Pusha T basically gave straight head shots and waited for the body to fall. Like, it started way back when, you know, with the shots at Wayne or whatever, you know, with the bait clothing and the brightly colored shit and the shots that hit, you know, and I forgot what song. Oh my God, I'm on the spot right now, but it was on a song on the Re-Up Gang CD. My fault for not having it on the stash. Like, I wish I knew the name. I'm getting old, y'all. I'm getting old. It is what it is. But after that, he followed it up with the Exodus 23-1, and that shit was all fire. Like, that, the whole song was headshots, and it was literally one of the most grittiest videos that I've ever seen. Like, Pusha T, he did that with that one. You know, with the infamous line, you signed to a nigga that signed to another nigga that signed to three niggas. Now, that's bad luck. Like, he did his thing. And throughout time, he showed that song was 100% accurate. Everything that he spoke about in that song basically came true. So, fast forward a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We did the Meek Mill Drake thing. Drake came through out of that unscathed, right? Except for the fact that we found out that Drake doesn't write all his raps. Okay? Pusha started chewing on that. And basically, what ended up happening was Drake came out with a song, I believe Two Birds, One Stone, and he made mention of Pusha not being the drug dealer that he proclaims he was or whatnot. You know, they got hit. So Pusha followed it back, you know, on Good Man, on the Khaled CD. He just tapped his chin a little bit, let him know what it was. And then what ended up happening, he dropped the Infrared. You know, it was written, but it was written by Quentin, so on and so forth. So with that, Drake dropped, you know, the Duppy Freestyle, which was a phenomenal song. And as we all know, Pusha followed that up with Instant Murder, you know. So to that, I want to say this, you know what I'm saying? This is the first time I've been able to speak on it or whatnot. Nobody cared about him not claiming his son. Like, let's be real, shit. I was a child that wasn't claimed by his father. You dig what I'm saying? For a long time. And a lot of people in hip hop feel that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's not be blind to the fact that a lot of us grew up in single parent homes, or their mother took care of us, or their grandparents took care of us. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't a big thing. The big thing to me that came out in that time was that man, you know what I'm saying, taking pictures in blackface. Like, that's a plight that Drake couldn't understand. You feel what I'm saying? Like, first off, he's not from America. You dig what I'm saying? I don't know what he had to go through in Canada. But that's a plight that he couldn't understand that black Americans went through. You dig what I'm saying? So that time period and wearing that Jim Crow shit that he had on in that picture, he could never understand quote-unquote black pain in America. You're not from here, and that's not the environment you was raised in. What went on in Canada, cool. You can answer to that. But as far as here, you can't speak on that. And the bullshit, lame-ass shit that he gave, you know, talking about, well, I wanted to show, you know, how blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Sam, you can't speak on that. This is not your lane. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I had the personal problem with it at. All in all, the songs was good. Jay Prince came out and stopped, you know, Drake's reply to that song. And shit, being the, you know, who I am and what I know about the streets, shit, if Jay Prince speaks, you listen. You know, when I came up, Jay Prince was damn near like the boogeyman to us. You feel what I'm saying? So I understood the fact where he was like, hey, nothing is to be said, and Drake shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? That's his investment. So I get it. You know, a lot of people, you know, they're speaking ill on it because they're younger. They don't know any better. And they got this internet age bullshit, you know, to where they can speak behind a keyboard and talk cash shit and they have no repercussions for it. So, man, like I said, Jay Prince talked, Drake listened, as we saw. That whole situation, all in all, man, it could have been good. It could have been borderline great, you know, actually, depending on the replies that we would have had. But it is what it is. Pusha won. He didn't stop any sales, of course. You know, Drake is still selling, which shout out, you know what I'm saying? It's allowing that man and his family to eat. So shit, shout that out. You know, blessings to everybody involved. Hey, it is what it is. But again, that blackface shit, that's something that you can't just explain away. So, whatever. Yeah, after that, you know, we also had the death, you know, of the dude with XXX, what is it, Tentacion or some shit like that. We had the murder and robbery basically on camera. And folks is not realizing, you know what I'm saying, that there's, like I just said, there's repercussions, you know, to shit that you do online. Some shit is not for play. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not going to joke on that man's death. I'm not going to joke on that man's murder or whatever. You can't come back from death. So all the things that, you know, folks have been saying, it's just, it's not funny to me. All that shit about he's not a good person, it's not funny. Yo, I don't recall him, you know, I don't recall him musically. I can't call out anything musically that he did because of all of the clown shit that he was involved in. But in that same vein, again, that's a life taken. I'm not finna shit on him. I'm not finna, you know, teabag him or whatever. So I'm gonna let that be that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just say, you know, I hope his family is, man, finding some sort of peace and closure. I know they found the trigger man or whatever, you know, the people that got him, but that, you know, that is what that is. I did want to talk about, you know, this bullshit, you know, with the 6ix9ine dude, with the Keisha. You know, the craziest part was a week before that, you know, he was antagonizing Chief Keef and, you know, Lil Reese and all the Chicago rappers or whatnot, not realizing, my nigga, Chicago is not a, it's not a breeding ground to play with. You feel what I'm saying? That ain't nothing that you can just duck in and joke with and, hey, la la la, blah blah blah, whatever, whatever. Like, that's, they're not playing out there. Like, it's folks really dying and shit. It's folks that's making diss songs and getting killed the next day for those songs. That shit ain't a joke. So that shit, it just, it blew me. You know what I'm saying? To have this, this man, you know, this young man come out and just talk stupid shit. Just, and like I said, antagonizing something that he doesn't know, a culture that he doesn't know anything about. You know, he claims he's from a gangbang culture out in New York. It's nothing like what's going on in Chicago in those streets. You get what I'm saying? Like, I live 90 miles away, and I frequent those streets quite often. It ain't a game out there. So, I know after old boy, you know, got killed or whatever, he's been less in the public eye, per se. So, man, I just hope dude learned his lesson. Like, calm that shit down. Like, that's, it's nothing to joke about. You know? I also said that about, you know, the dude, DJ Academics. Like, that man made his living. He made his YouTube channel big off of joking about folks in Chicago getting killed. Like, my nigga, it's real people paying for those funerals, dog. It's real people getting laid to rest in that ground. That shit ain't no joke. It's nothing to play with. It's not funny. Man, I just, like I said, with this internet age, I don't get folks. You know what I'm saying? I'm damn near 40. That shit ain't funny to me. You know what I mean? I'm the type, you know, if we have a situation, I'm going to pull up on you. If we could talk it out like men, then we'll do that. If not, then we'll do what, you know, what grown men do. But to sit up there and be playing and joking and shit like that, I'm not disrespecting nobody's dead people. You don't know what those folks had. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what they meant to the next person. You dig what I'm saying? So you don't know who you fucking with when you speak to them. So I'm going to leave that at that. You know what I'm saying? I will say it was a situation here locally where I had the opportunity to speak on somebody's dead homies. Like, it was an opportunity that, shit, I could have really went in on. But at the end of the day, it would have been me fighting a losing battle due to the fact that it would have been me by myself, one against whoever his people were. And I, me not knowing who his people were, or the deceased, who their people were, it was a losing battle. Well, I watch over my back, you know what I'm saying, trying to make a diss song or try to disrespect, you know, the deceased over some bullshit. So I let it go. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing to speak on. Man, I want to say I'm above that and beyond that. So I'm going to leave that where that's at. What else is going on? You know what I'm saying? Shit. It's been so much. But I do want to say, you know, man, it's been a long while, you know what I'm saying, since I got to talk a little shit on these waves or whatnot. I do want to get back to you guys more, you know, more often. I don't want my shit to be dated. You know, you see me talking about shit that happened probably a month ago, 2 months ago. I want to be more current. You know what I'm saying? What can I say? I live a real life. You know, shit, I literally just got off work, logged on, and came right on the show. You know what I mean? So, man, I live a real life. I know I do want to, you know, shout out my nigga Big Links. You know, the album is out. Of course, go get it on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, wherever, what have you. You know, YouTube it. The videos is out. You know what I'm saying? We shooting one next month. He got a new joint coming out called Risk It All. Man, Stacks on Deck Meaning Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? He's helping me out with that. Shit, we gonna try to make him as big as we can, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? That man is also a family man. He's doing his due diligence, taking care of his children. You know, being a husband, he works. Like, man, most respect to that man. Like, you know, shit. Who else I want to shout out? G, like, real talk. You know, this is basically the end of the show. You know what I'm saying? And you, as everybody knows, I like to do my shout out. And as I, you know what I'm saying, let me say this too. As I lose the rust and as I lose, you know what I'm saying, the unfamiliarity, goddamn, of doing these shows, and I'll get back into the groove of it, you know what I'm saying, we're going to be more paced, we're going to have, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to be more spot on, I'm going to be, you know what I'm saying, right on point with the shit, so don't fault me for this one, you know what I'm saying, my bad, I'm sorry. It is what it is, though. You know what I'm saying? Much love, though. I appreciate everybody that's listening and fucking with me. Back to the shout-out. Man, shout-out to the, you know what I'm saying, to my homegirl, Coco, down in the N-O. One. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, see, murder is free, man. Hopefully, we can get that nigga free. You know, the last witness just recanted his statement and said that he lied. So, hopefully, see, murder will be coming home in the next few, you know, whatever, months, maybe a year. Free that boy Mac, man, they know he didn't do it, you know what I'm saying, they lied on that man too, you know, every time I say it, you know, every time I say anything about the New Orleans area, I gotta say free BG, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace Soulja Slim, of course, so you know what I'm saying, that all falls in line with my homegirl Coco, You know what I'm saying? She'll be back here one of these days with a Throwback Thursday. We'll be talking about some, you know, battle rap and shit like that. Shout out to the King of the North, my nigga New York. You know, that's my little homie. That's my folk. Man, he out here, you know what I'm saying, making all type of moves. Family man, again, you know what I'm saying, taking care of his. Man, shout out to his daughters. He getting big, you know what I'm saying? Follow him on Instagram, shit like that. Man, he's on Twitter. I trip over myself. Man. Oh, Coco's Twitter is so MF what? And Big Link's Twitter is Big Link's 414. You know what I'm saying? Follow them all on Twitter. I know they all got Instagrams. Don't give me the quote knows. I couldn't tell you, but you know what I'm saying? Shout that out. Man, shout out to my nigga Miss Cream on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? She's on her shit. Protect Miss Cream at all costs. Man, she's like at the forefront of this battle rap shit. You know what I'm saying? She knows her shit. Anybody that's anybody, you know what I'm saying, that's in the culture, that's nice, she knows about. You know what I'm saying? She was telling me about Geechee Gotti a few years ago type shit. You know what I'm saying? When me and her first started politicking. So shout out to Miss Cream, you know what I'm saying? Who else on deck? Of course, shout out my sister Miss Gracie Baby. You know what I'm saying? Chicago and his bitch. Man, shout out to my nigga Nook. You know what I'm saying? Every time I'm in the St. Louis area, he holds me down. Shout out to O from Street Status. You know what I'm saying? They just had an event a few weeks ago. Who else? Man, shout out to my sister Dora. You know what I'm saying? Out there on the East Coast. Man, that's my nigga, you know what I'm saying? Her and my badass nephews, you know. Shit. I think that's where it stops, my nigga, shit. Like I said, shit. As I lose the rust, we're going to have more, you know what I'm saying, more topics. We're going to be more formatted, you know, shit like that. This was an impromptu show tonight. You know, I just jumped on, you know, my nigga Mass Slander off of Twitter. You know, he was supposed to jump on with me, but, you know, unfortunately, he couldn't make it. It is what it is. Don't even trip. We'll be back one of these days, you dig? Oh, shit, man, before I forget, shout out Hip Hop Psycho. You know what I'm saying? Follow him on YouTube. He got some good shit popping. Shout out to Jesse Reekin, my nigga, real talk. love is love, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We had our falling out, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to extend to Olive Branch soon. Shout out to my nigga Nate. Man, he just went through a personal tragedy. My nigga, hold your head. You know, we, man, you know me as a man, I got major love for you, my G. Man, real talk. If you need anything, you call, let me know. Dark Skin Jesus, my nigga, shout you out. Everybody, Three Letterman off Twitter, you know what I'm saying? We fuck with everybody. So, anybody that's anybody and anybody that's everybody, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with y'all. I got much love for y'all. Shout out to the haters. Man, because without y'all, shit, I wouldn't feel so good. You know what I'm saying? It's letting me know I'm doing something right. So, once again, I am Big Stacks 100. This is Talking Shit with Stacks. Man, this is the network. Stacks on Deck Media and Entertainment. We represent the hard. Shirts available. You know what I'm saying? Big Link's album is available. We're going to have some more shows and shit for you, some more videos and shit like that. Fuck with us, man. Hit me up. BigStacks_100 on Twitter. Stacks on Deck Media on Instagram. Holla at me, y'all.